God's Funeral, Thomas Hardy. For many people, as atheists are duly bound to recognize, the loss of faith is experienced not so much as a liberation as a bereavement. The great novelist Thomas Hardy strove to retain belief as long as he could, but when it fell away, he felt it deserved a proper and moving, poetic obsequy. I saw a slowly stepping train, lined on the brows, scoop-eyed and bent and hoar, following in files across a twilit plain, a strange and mystic form the foremost bore. And by contagious throbs of thought, or latent knowledge that within me lay, and had already stirred me, I was wrought to consciousness of sorrow even as they. The foreborn shape to my blurred eyes at first seemed manlike, and anon to change, to an amorphous cloud of marvellous size, at times endowed with wings of glorious range. And this phantasmal variousness ever possessed it as they drew along, yet throughout all it symboled nonetheless potency vast and loving-kindness strong. Almost before I knew I bent towards the moving columns without a word, they growing in bulk and numbers as they went, struck out sick thoughts that could be overheard. O man-projected figure, of late imaged as we, thy knell who shall survive? Whence came it we were tempted to create one whom we can no longer keep alive? Framing him jealous, fierce at first, we gave him justice as the ages rolled. Will it bless those by circumstance accursed, and long-suffering and mercies manifold? And, tricked by our own early dream, and need of solace, we grew self-deceived. Our making soon our Maker did we deem, and what we had imagined we believed. Till, in time's stayless stealthy swing, uncompromising rude reality, mangled the monarch of our fashioning, who quavered, sank, and now has ceased to be. So, toward our myth's oblivion, darkling and languid-lipped, we creep and grope, sadlier than those who wept in Babylon, whose Zion was a still-abiding hope. How sweet it was in years far-hied to scan the wheels of day with trustful prayer, to lie down leisurely at the eventide, and feel a blessed assurance he was there. And who or what shall fill his place? Whither will wanderers turn distracted eyes, for some fixed star to stimulate their pace towards the goal of their enterprise? Some in the background then I saw, sweet women, youths, men, all incredulous, who chimed, "This is a counterfeit of straw, this requiem mockery, still he lives to us." I could not buoy their faith, and yet many I had known, with all I sympathized. And though struck speechless, I did not forget that what was mourned for, I too long had prized. Still, how to hear such loss I deemed the insistent question for each animate mind, and gazing to my growing sight there seemed a pale yet positive gleam low down behind, whereof to lift the general night a certain few who stood aloof had said, "See you upon the horizon that small light, swelling somewhat?" Each mourner shook his head, and they composed a crowd, of whom some were right good, and many nigh the best. Thus dazed and puzzled, twixt the gleam and gloom, mechanically I followed with the rest.